It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. I'm very excited about the topic today, nutrition, better than an antidepressant. You know, each week as I prepare for the show, I always try to think of some creative way to help listeners really understand and connect the power of nutrition to their health. You know, sometimes in this process, a book will fall from a shelf, opening to the research that I need, or a client will email their success story. This week on last Sunday and Monday, I was kind of trying to get that answer, you know? I was looking for the correct approach to come to me because 30 million people in the United States are now on antidepressant medication, and honestly, lots of people are suffering. So Tuesday morning, I got the call. My friend from Rochester, Peggy, called me. And she had just been to the clinic with a close friend who told her that at the clinic that her friend had to start going on Prozac, you know, and her friends just hates medication. And so she wanted something more natural, like maybe St. John's wort. So Peggy called me to find out what I thought. So, you know, I said, let's ask some questions. And if you have been prescribed an antidepressant, these are some of the same questions that you really need to ask. So the first question I said, did the clinic test your vitamin D level? Did they test your friend's vitamin D level? And that was one question. And then another question I asked, I said, I know your friend has celiac disease. Did they test the B12 level? And did they inquire about the amount of protein she eats? Because we know that protein makes our neurotransmitters. We know that at least. Mm-hmm. And then another question, did they talk about her sleep patterns? You know, is she having any trouble sleeping? Did they find out if she drinks soda? Did they inquire about her eating habits? Did they test her hormone levels to determine if the depression is related to her monthly cycle? And, you know, guess what? The answer to all those questions was no. They did not test. They determined that she was sad and lonely and needed Prozac without any real data. So today we want to help listeners understand the reason you need to ask these questions. We want to help you understand your biochemical reason for depression if you have it. Our co-host is Christina Swigert. Christina is a licensed nutritionist and teaches many of our corporate classes, lots of them. Mm-hmm. Sees clients at St. Paul and Wyzetta, or the White Bear office. And honestly, Christina, if I need something explained to me, Christina, biochemically, she's the one I go to because I think she knows all those biochemical pathways and she can explain this biochemistry so I can understand
right.
it.
Or at least I can look at them and help me remember and then explain them. I know what they're talking about. So, and you know, as nutritionists, we really do look at biochemical imbalances. You know, a lot of times people say, well, don't you do a lot of testing? You know, our body will really show us different signs when we're out of balance. Same with depression. Like Dar said, there's a lot of reasons. And we really believe that you have to look at vitamin D levels or B12 levels. And, you know, perhaps that's the reason that the latest research from the New England Journal of Medicine found that antidepressants really are not any more effective than placebos, which really are sugar pills.
Right. So, you know, if a person is depressed because they have not been out in the sun and, you know, they lack vitamin D, and that's kind of like, look at what our day is like today.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is how it's been for days and days, and the winter is going on and on and on. And so then you stop and think, if they're low on vitamin D and that's what's causing their depression, is Prozac medication going to help? Maybe not.
Maybe not. And today we have another person in the studio with us today, a special guest, Kara Carper. And Kara's just recently completed her master's degree in holistic health from St. Kate's. And she's been working at Nutritional Weight and Wellness for the past 4 years. And she teaches many of our weight and wellness classes. And she's also seen clients in our Wyzetta and St. Paul offices. So welcome, Kara, to Dishing Up Nutrition today.
Thank you, Christine and Dar, for having me on the show today.
We love it.
Yes.
Another voice.
Yes.
Well, Dar, you asked a lot of good questions, but I think there's an important one that you forgot.
Yes.
If someone's depressed, do they need to ask themselves, am I eating frequently to keep my blood sugar balanced, or am I skipping meals and crashing around 4 in the afternoon?
Oh, I think I did forget one, didn't I?
That's a good one.
So, Carl, personally, what happens to your mood when you skip a meal or you just can't get to it and can't eat on time?
Well, I tend to have low blood sugar anyway. So if I skip a meal or I don't eat every probably 3 hours, I will often feel anxious or in a low mood and for no apparent reason. Or I can be irritable and maybe have less patience.
Not you.
It never shows.
Well, good, but it happens. But, you know, low blood sugar can cause a lot of symptoms that can be mistaken as depression.
That's right. So, Cara, what are some of the key things that you do to help avoid having that low blood sugar?
First of all, I always have food prepared. I probably spend a half an hour every night preparing food for the next day.
I think I do too, Cara. I mean,
I think that's critical.
I'm sure you do, Christina.
Yeah, or I do it in the morning.
Okay. Or the morning.
The night or the morning, depending on which one is easier.
So, you know, whether it's a cooler in my car or bringing lunch to work or having a snack in my purse, I always have food available. And I need to eat a mixture of foods. I mean, I have to have protein, like chicken, turkey, or eggs. And, of course, carbohydrates, but I really try to focus on the fruits and the vegetables because they don't cause blood sugar to fluctuate as much as something like a starchy carbohydrate, maybe like bread. So mm-hmm. fruits and vegetables. And then also, most importantly, a sufficient amount of fat, because fat is really what keeps blood sugar balanced. Low-fat foods don't work for balancing blood sugar, so I just try to eat full-fat products.
So no low-fat for you?
No low-fat for me.
You know, there was some old research that found 60% of the people with depression also suffer from low blood sugars. It seems often, and this happens to women, I think, a lot, you know, you start dieting and you're skipping meals, and pretty soon you got anxiety and depression. You know, maybe it's not anxiety and depression, really. Maybe it's just low blood sugar. And honestly, antidepressants do not cure low blood sugar. Only eating in balance with some good protein, good fats, and good carbohydrates is what keeps your blood sugar balanced.
Right. And I think, you know, when you live in Minnesota like we do and feel like you're getting depressed, the first thing you really need to do is go and ask to have your vitamin D level checked. And it's a simple blood test that any clinic should be able to do for you. And really, we consider the acceptable range for the test really to be anywhere from 50 to 150, 50 to 75. But, you know, a lot of clients that we see really have low numbers, like 17 to 24, or usually at least less than 30. And they often are complaining of something like seasonal affective disorder or SAD, which is a form of winter depression. You always ask, does it seem to be worse in the winter? And as you know, like Dar mentioned, we really haven't been making much vitamin D this winter because there hasn't been a lot of sun, and it's kind of crept into our spring, too.
So, Christina, didn't Matt just have his?
He did.
And what was his number?
His was 18.
Okay.
And he even goes down south into South America every summer for 2 weeks, but he still had really low, and it was tested this winter. So I have him on 4,000 IUs a day.
Okay. And can he tell the difference?
I can tell that he's feeling better. So, and I think he notices, too. And he's eating to keep his blood sugar more balanced, too, which is helping his energy level.
Yes.
And he's losing weight.
Oh, okay. All those good things.
I just got my vitamin D levels tested as well. And I was happy with mine. They were in the 70s.
That's great. Mm.
So, you know, I've been taking 1,000 international units for a couple of years. Plus, I try to get outside a lot. I do eat fish a couple times a week. So that all...
Right.
Can add up. But usually people need to supplement with at least 1,000 international units per day. Some people, if they're low, they're going to need, like Matt, you know, 2,000 to 4,000 international units per day. And if levels are really low with a test, maybe even 50,000 international units of vitamin D 3 times per week. That's what's recommended.
And I know that often I have clients coming in, Cara, that the doctors have actually put them on 50,000 IUs of vitamin D 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably do that for a month or two at least to get their levels up quicker.
Right.
So You know, it's. I think what's happening is that more and more people are starting to recognize that vitamin D is a low levels of vitamin D is really serious.
Yeah.
So you, Cara, you were talking about the fact that you also eat fish, right?
Yeah, I usually have, you know, the colder water fish, like the fattier salmon. And we can get vitamin D from salmon and sardines. So 3 ounces of pink salmon has 530 international units, and 3 ounces of sardines have 230 international units.
So when we're talking about depression and vitamin D, and people say, well, why are you talking about that? Well, vitamin D actually helps the uptake of your neurotransmitter serotonin. And the serotonin makes you feel good. And it also helps with the absorption of calcium into the bones. So interesting, I had a client, Sandy, and I bet she's listening today because she listens usually. You know, she found that when she increased her vitamin D level up to 4,000 IUs, her muscle aches and pains went away. And so if you have depression, you know, vitamin D is probably one of the first things that you should look at. And I think we have to take a break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. An important controlled double-blind study reported in the Journal of Psychiatry in 2006 found omega-3 fatty acids in childhood depression benefits childhood depression. Omega-3 fatty acids are found in breast milk, organic eggs, salmon, sardines, grass-fed beef, but cereal and bagels do not contain omega-3 fatty acids. So if you have questions for us today, 651-641-1071.
As you know, sobriety requires commitment, hard work, and support. You may know this personally or from the experience of someone close to you. However, you may not realize the importance of nutrition for sobriety. When you change your nutrition, you change the biochemistry of your brain, which creates new thought patterns. In effect, your biochemistry works with and for you. Leaders in the field of chemical dependency know that by eating the right food, you experience less depression and anxiety and fewer cravings. You think more clearly, sleep better, and feel comfortable in your own skin. A balanced breakfast of bacon, eggs, and hash browns is a great way to start your day. The experienced staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of people maintain a comfortable sobriety by addressing the biochemical causes of addiction. Whether you are in recovery or have been sober for years, certain foods are essential to balance your brain chemistry and support your mood. To learn more about consultations to support sobriety, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit their website at weightandwellness.com.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here today with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and joining us today is Cara Carper, nutrition educator and counselor. And today we are discussing the benefits of nutrition for creating balanced brain chemistry and reducing depression. And Dar shared before our break that omega-3 fatty acids really help to decrease depression in children. And one thing that I do is I give, at least my son, my daughter isn't quite as compliant with this, but my son loves cod liver oil. So I really try and remember to give him that on a regular basis because he's getting the omega-3s and the vitamin D that we've talked about, and he actually loves it and always wants to give him me to give him more. So I think maybe he just knows that it's so good for him.
So, you know, understanding the research and making lifestyle changes is really what therapeutic nutrition is all about. I think adults especially, they need information to make changes.
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead, Christine.
Oh, I was just going to say, there's a study that was out in 2006 from the Neuroscience Research Journal talking about mice, actually, and vitamin D. And they were finding that mice who were deficient in vitamin D actually were exhibiting depression-like behavior. They were having abnormal socialization with other mice, and they also had impaired nesting. So lots of problems.
So I would say the mice in northern Minnesota better have their vitamin D level checked. So doesn't this paint an interesting picture, depressed mice?
Yes.
You know, this is the picture that I get is a mouse laying on the couch with a little pillow over their eyes. Because I think that's what people do a lot when they're depressed.
Yeah.
They lay
the
with a pillow. Yep, that's right.
Those poor mice.
Right.
Well, let's go back to the questions that people need to be asking themselves if they are struggling with depression. Personally, I think lack of sleep can set you up to have both anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And we really need to be getting 8 hours of sleep per night for optimal health and to prevent low moods.
Yes, I definitely agree. And, you know, a time of life that we really see this a lot is mothers of young children. You know, I would bet that a lot of moms who are out, up walking their babies at night would really like to cry right along with them.
Well, you know, I think, Christina, when we think of some of the new mothers we've had on staff, Cassie,
yeah.
who was up walking her baby a lot, and you could really see that it was wearing on her, and she said that too. And Christy with her baby, so, you know, three babies under the age of five, it seemed like if it wasn't one, it would be a different one that would be up. Now, I know your kids have slept this perfectly.
They have.
Because you've got those perfect kids. So
I feel very blessed.
You get your 8 hours, don't you?
I do, really.
That's why you're always so happy.
Yeah.
So, Kara, have you experienced sleep problems?
Unfortunately, Dar, I have experienced a lot of sleep problems. When I don't get enough sleep, I feel both anxious and depressed. And so there's certain things that I try to do every day with my lifestyle, food, and supplements that will help me to sleep better. So I try to exercise almost every day.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
And, you know, exercise, I mean, for one thing, it can lift your mood.
Right.
But it also helps people to sleep. Because you're not as restless at night, you're more likely to sleep more soundly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, something else that I do is I try to keep my blood sugar balanced, because oftentimes when people wake up in the middle of the night, it's from low blood sugar.
Right. I see that a lot.
We see that a lot with our clients and our class members.
So I bet you don't eat popcorn before you go to bed.
I don't eat popcorn. No, I'm sure people are disappointed to hear that that's not a good bedtime snack.
Yes.
But something like apples with peanut butter, or maybe a piece of cheese and some nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it has fat, so it keeps my blood sugar balanced.
Mm-hmm. And you take some supplements in the evening before bed, too?
I do. Yep, I take magnesium glycinate, usually about 400 milligrams. And I also take a supplement called 5-HTP. And that's an amino acid, and it actually makes more serotonin and melatonin for sleep.
So can we hold this discussion right now? And should we just take a caller here?
Sure.
Is it Diane?
Dina.
Dina. I'm sorry, Dina. You have a question for us. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you so much. I have a 9-year-old son who has been diagnosed with a mood disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to some other medications, his doctor has recommended the omega-3 fatty acids, fatty oils. And I'm just wondering, he wants a really high quality one, and so I have to get them like through the internet, and I'm wondering if there's any brand or place that you recommend that I can get the same quality but locally.
Sure. Well, something that we use with children all the time who have mood disorders, anywhere from depression to more like bipolar type things or ADHD, is an omega-3, but we actually use just straight DHA. And we use it from algae, actually, instead of the fish oil source, because it just really does seem to be a lot more therapeutic for brain things. And kids' brains just soak it up. Parents really can tell a difference. And we do carry it at our office.
Okay.
And actually, I think ours is a little better price even than what you can find. Some health food stores will carry it, too. But you want to look for the one that's from algae.
Yes. And there's only one real person or one real manufacturer of DHA from algae, and that's the manufacturer's Neuromins, and they do all the DHA, and it's always from algae.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you'll find that companies are trying to sell fish oil to say that it's a DHA, but it really truly isn't. And for a child's brain, it seems that the straight DHA works much better.
Right.
You know, we get DHA in organic eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Every organic egg, you know, if it will have about 100 milligrams of DHA in it. So having a child eat a couple of organic eggs in the morning, plus take some supplements of DHA, really seems to be the best.
Right.
Well, that's wonderful. He loves eggs, so I think I'll definitely do that as
good.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, go ahead, Christina.
I was going to say, as far as how much, like the ones we have are 200 milligrams per soft gel, and I would say I see kids anywhere taking from 1 to 4 a day, depending on, you know, how much of an issue their behavior is.
And I actually, they seem to just love them because they just, I think they feel the calmness that that occurs in their brain when they're taking these. So
wonderful.
Great question. We really appreciate that question.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for the call. So before that call, we were talking about sleep, Christina.
Yes, an important thing for our moods. And you know, when I'm working with clients who have sleep problems, it really does take a lot of listening and asking the right questions, because sleep problems can come from a lot of different places. And just one of the things we really try and do is figure out the deficiencies that are causing the sleep disturbance and then help them to rebalance their biochemistry. And, you know, often for women just before their periods, or for women that are in the perimenopausal or menopausal time of life, a little progesterone cream at bedtime really helps them get to sleep.
You know, next week we're going to have a show on menopause, and actually we're having Sandy Greenquist as a guest, and she is actually from the Menopause Center of Minnesota. And of course, Wendy Cates Dancer will be here answering questions with me. And it's going to be basically a call-in show. And if people are wanting to find out answers about their own menopausal problem or symptoms, just, you know, give us a call next week. And we're just going to open it up to the lines and let people talk and ask questions. And we do have a menopause class coming up. I don't know. I have to check our website, weightandwellness.com, because I can't remember exactly the day. It's in May sometime. So, but next week we'll definitely have that.
Right.
But I just think, you know, you don't have to go through these menopause years or perimenopause years and not sleep.
Right.
You know, because using just a little bit of progesterone will actually help you sleep, but also, honestly, it helps with postpartum depression too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this is what happens. In fact, I just had a client like this yesterday, is, you know, after the birth of a baby, the progesterone level is pretty low, and it's low until you start ovulating again. Well, guess what? If you're breastfeeding, sometimes that doesn't happen, does it, Christina?
No, not for a long time.
Not for a long time. And so your progesterone level gets pretty low, and progesterone is the hormone that really is the calming, and it's the one that helps you sleep. And so it's really important to get in. But it's like you have to understand these things.
Time for a break, or do we have to talk a little bit more?
I think it is a time for a break.
Okay.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, the goal of the company is to bring you nutritional information that can and will improve your health and well-being. The omega-3 fatty acid DHA that we were just talking about, found in organic eggs and algae that fish eat, support the cell reception, especially the reception of the neurotransmitter serotonin and dopamine. So if you have questions for us today, give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Now it's possible to get proper nutrition anytime, anywhere.
No way. Not anytime.
It's true. Anytime.
Right before bed?
In between meals?
Yep. Great nutrition anytime, anywhere.
How about at a pork rind factory gift shop?
Sure. If you've got your iPod, thanks to the Dishing Up Nutrition podcast, you can listen to the Dishing Up Nutrition show at the time and place most convenient to you. Here's how it works. You can listen to Dishing Up Nutrition, FM 107's health and wellness show, at its normal broadcast time, noon to 1 on Saturdays. But if you're busy or out of town, don't worry. You can listen to your favorite nutritionists, Dar, Christina, and Wendy, anytime you like by streaming or downloading the show via the internet. Stream it live at fm1071.com. Or to download current or past episodes, go to the radio tab at the Nutritional Weight and Wellness website, weightandwellness.com. Each show will teach you how food choices affect your energy, focus, and overall health. You'll hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through nutrition. Saturdays at noon or whenever you want at weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And if you are someone who is experiencing depression or come from a family with depression, you know, omega-3 fatty acids really are a must for your brain.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes.
And studies have found that the omega-3 fatty acid called DHA that we've been talking about actually reduces aggressive behavior, impulsive behavior, and depression. And this makes a lot of sense because our brain is 60 to 70% fat, and most of that comes from omega-3 fat.
So we would say that unless you're eating sardines and salmon and organic eggs frequently, your brain may be omega-3 deficient and not really Prozac deficient. So we actually had someone that sent us a message, and it was Debbie, and she says that she doesn't like cold water fish very much, and she was wondering, how much omega-3 should she really take? And I think that all depends on what's really going on health-wise mm-hmm. for people. I know personally I try to take a couple of thousand omega-3s in the morning and a couple of thousand omega-3s at night because I know that that supports cardiovascular health. I don't know, Christina, you know, we were talking about kids. You were talking about giving kids DHA how much again?
Right. Anywhere from 1 to 4, I guess, depending on how much of a problem they're having. If it's real minor things, one might be good. But if you don't see improvements, then I'd keep increasing it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I've read for people with arthritis, sometimes even taking like 9,000 milligrams of omega-3s will help to reduce that pain level. I think I've read the same thing for bipolar. You have to take a fairly good dosage, like 6,000. So again, it kind of depends on what's going on with your health.
Right. Now, diabetics probably only about 3,000,
right.
So they don't actually end up increasing blood sugar, but it's very important for diabetics, too.
And if you're on a blood thinner, then you have to make sure that you're being tested before you ever take any omega-3s, because omega-3s are blood thinners.
Yeah.
So a lot of different things. So we actually have a lot of callers waiting for us. So let's... Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes, it's really not about the fish oil and that today, but I have a question. It's actually from my girlfriend's daughter. She had she has premature menopause, and it mm-hmm. started at 12 years old, an ovarian failure.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I want to ask about is, do you know anything much about that?
Well, that's very young, so you know, you have to find out what is really causing that. Do they know why?
Do I know why?
Oh, yeah. I mean, does the family understand what's happening? Or?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's been to specialists and everything, and they actually want to send her to a psychologist or something, a sex psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because she is 22 years old, and she has no interest in men or anything like that. And so it's a concern to her and her mom. And
okay. So,
you know.
So what is the question?
Well, the question is, do you yourselves work with any of these people that have this problem?
Well, I mean, we work with a lot of people that have hormonal issues, yes. And we have worked with people that go into very early menopause. And there's a lot of nutritional connections. Now, there may be something else going on with this person, this young girl. But, you know, nutrition supports every cell in your body, so it has to support the ovaries and all the functioning. So mm-hmm. yes,
so I mean, it's something that she could come in and see you guys.
Yes,
and...
yeah, mm-hmm. she could. That would be a, you know, makes sense to me.
Okay, well, because I'd like to recommend her, you know, to go see you, but I wanted to make sure first that you've dealt with this kind of a situation and
right. Nope, we could. Stuff. I mean, we certainly could probably help her. So have her give us a call.
Okay, and then one other thing, you are talking about fish oil. How about udus?
Well, udus oil has, I think it has some flax oil in it, doesn't it, Christina?
I think it does. It's kind of a mixture of a lot of different sources.
And there has been some interesting research out about flax oil maybe not being really beneficial for brain health.
Okay.
You know, so we recommend just fish oil and not any combination oils right now.
And you like the Metagenics, right?
Yeah, we love the Metagenics. I mean, they're a great brand. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's other good brands out there, too. So,
are there other good liquid ones that aren't as expensive? Because
you know what? Every good brand is about the same price.
Yeah, it is about the same price.
Yeah, they are. So.
Okay. Because I used to order mine through Washington, and I can't remember the name of it offhand because I used it all. But it was similar, I think, to that, Metagenics.
Right. Yeah. I think all the good brands are about the same price, to be mm-hmm. honest with you.
About the same.
You know, it's the quality and the testing that has to be done on those products to make sure that they are quality products.
And you think it works, or it helps circulation also, like in your
definitely.
Hands, feet, and everything?
Certainly does. Mm-hmm. So thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
So I think what we'll do is we'll take one more caller here. Hi, Frances. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hello, Frances.
What's up, Francesca?
Oh, Francesca. Oh, okay.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for such an interesting show.
Sorry about that name.
No. I wanted to just, you know, concur with you that diet and exercise really can help women sail through different periods of their lives. For myself, I went through my menopause starting, perimenopause probably at, I started at 42. And then by the time I was 46, I really found myself not feeling well and, you know, overweight and just not eating properly and having, you know, just having a tough time emotionally. And a little angel appeared to me one day, really for real, it was a neighbor, and it got me, you know, actually the Weight Watchers of all things, but that kind of started me on my own quest of wellness and really watching my diet. So basically just, you know, a clean, healthful diet, devoid of the trio, fat, sugar, white flour.
Yeah, I mean, and, it makes, makes a lot of sense. And
huge difference.
But it's really, it is kind of, it's a different way to live, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I struggle with it every day, and I am going to be 53 this year. And but I do notice, you know, I have noticed the, you know, extreme benefit of all of it.
Well, you know what, Francesca, thank you very much for the call. And,
sure.
You know, we've got to take a break. So I appreciate the call. And, you know, it just says that nutrition is really important, isn't it? So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, you know, an organization specializing in life-changing nutrition education. You know, for the past 4 years, I've encouraged listeners to give up trans fats on our show here. Well, here's another reason. Pregnant and lactating rats fed diets rich in trans fatty acids had fatter babies than those rats fed a normal diet without trans fats. In our weight and wellness classes, we guide you to use good fats, and that actually helps everything work better if you're good using good fats. So if you have a question for us today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we have many weight and wellness classes for you to choose from. We have lunchtime classes, Friday morning classes, evening classes, and they're really located all throughout the Twin Cities. White Bear Lake, St. Paul, Wayzata, Chanhassen, Victoria, and Brooklyn Park. So I'm sure most people really can find a spot. And they really are life-changing and fun classes. And Cara, I know you are teaching some. Which ones are you teaching this session?
Right now, I'm teaching Wednesday night in Wayzata. And then also Tuesday afternoon in St. Paul, that's the lunch series. So if anyone, you know, if you've missed a class and you still want to get started for this current series, you can call our office in St. Paul and set it up so that we can personally instruct you on the material you've missed. We're just into the first week of classes. And you can check our website, weightandwellness.com, or call the St. Paul office at 651-699-3433 38 to sign up.
And we're going to try to get a few callers here.
We've got
and
a few
actually, hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I know you've been waiting for us for a while.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a question for us?
I did. Actually, I had my child. I had a C-section, and I was diagnosed as being anemic. And I'm wondering, actually, if being anemic or low iron can be linked to low mood and anxiety.
Well, Christine is going to answer this one.
Okay.
I think low iron can come up in a lot of ways for people. And I think a big part of it, too, is you are more tired. And a lot of times when you're more tired, you will feel more moody and anxious and depressed. And then you put on top of that what your hormones, I mean, was it recent that you just had your C-section?
It's actually been just over a year ago.
Okay.
But I've been feeling, you know, low energy, I guess, since then.
Sure.
So...
Well, I think if you know, if your iron level was really pretty low, it sometimes it takes a while to bring that back up.
Yeah. Is there something that you recommend for that?
Well, I think one of the things you have to eat, probably the first level to do, is eat more meat.
Yeah,
you know,
I try.
I mean, you know, beef, grass-fed beef is excellent to bring up. And if you can go to liver, that's even better. But a lot of people, you know, I'd only eat organic liver if I was going to eat it.
Yeah. I know cooking in a cast iron skillet really works for people, too. I have a friend who that's helped her.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Christina. And, you know, including things like spinach and, you know, beef and spinach. Those are great things.
Okay.
And actually, at our office, we do have a supplement of iron. If your numbers are really low and you need to take iron, and it is a special kind because it is actually attached to a little protein molecule, so it gets absorbed better.
Okay.
And it's easier to take. So most people that take that, they don't end up with constipation and all those other problems.
Yeah, because that was my other question as far as supplements and iron, because I do take either a prenatal vitamin, actually, or
That's great.
But my question is, you know, does that replace eating all that iron?
No.
No.
Okay. You got to do that. Got to do the real stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And if your numbers aren't going up with those supplements, maybe you need to look for one that's more absorbable.
Okay.
Too.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the question.
Okay, bye.
I think we'll just take one more caller here today. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
You have a question?
Mm-hmm. There are several people in my family who either have heart trouble or are always worrying about losing weight, and they feel that the healthiest things for them are skim milk, low-fat yogurt, no beef, and I'm wondering what I can tell them about whether that's good for them to be eating that way or whether they should be on the kind of diet that you recommend.
Oh, I really think when you start to do a lot of these low-fat, you end up putting in an awful lot of sugar into your diet, and we know that that sugar causes inflammation.
Yes. And what about the beef? So many people feel that any beef is going to
harm
them.
Yeah, I think it depends on what type of beef you are really looking at. You know, if you're looking at organic, grass-fed beef, it's probably very good. But if you're looking at beef that's been fed a lot of corn, maybe not so good. And especially if it's gotten a lot of antibiotics and growth hormones, maybe not really good. So, again, it's, you know, I think you have to direct people to better quality foods.
Yes. Well, that was what I felt from what I've heard on your program, and I've tried to tell people, but now I have it directly from you. So I'll go back with that news. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. So we're going to take a break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Nutritional deficiencies can cause neurotransmitter imbalances, which can result in depression, migraines, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, PMS, and eating disorders. As nutritionists, we believe the first treatment should be therapeutic nutrition. If you have a future question for us, you know, we'd be happy to answer these next week. Our number at our office is 651-699-3438, and we'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And, you know, we enjoy having lunch with you every Saturday and hope we have helped you think more about how nutrition really could help you feel better and experience a sense of well-being. And here's a great quote from Hippocrates, the father of medicine. From the brain and from the brain only arise our pleasures, joys, laughter, and jests, as well as our sorrows, pain, grief, and tears.
That's a perfect quote, Christina. And, you know, after our discussion today, we can really understand why brain nutrition is so important.
Yes. So we have a question from a listener here, and we're going to take that one. Hi, Heidi. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Heidi? Hello?
You know, I have a quick question about the conversation about omega-3 oils and DHA in particular, and if you're aware of any evidence or research that shows it's helpful to kids with autism.
Oh, there's just lots of research on omega-3s and autism, just tons of research. In fact, Heidi, I think one of the things we're going to probably do one of these days is do a whole show on autism and nutrition and kind of bring in some of the research about the different things that are beneficial for some of the children. I mean, it's just, you know, the cause may be different for each child. Christina, do you have something else to add to this or...?
No, I agree. Yeah, that the cause can be different, but, you know, a lot of the nutritional things really help to manage whatever type of symptoms or behaviors that are, you know, just help manage them better, reduce some of the severity of them.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for the call. And, you know, if you have more questions for us, you know, call our office and sometimes we can answer, we can take more time. And our office number is 651-699-3438. So thank you.
Yes, thanks for the call. And, you know, we really can't leave this discussion without talking about neurotransmitters and what to eat to make neurotransmitters.
Well, so what we need to be eating is, it's pretty simple, animal protein, because animal protein breaks down in our intestinal tract and makes neurotransmitters. So, Dar, what are neurotransmitters?
You know, neurotransmitters are those little chemicals that jump from one cell to the other, and they allow our cells to talk to one another. And we have them all over our body. We have them in our liver. We have them in our heart. We have them in our brain. And when you have talking cells, you have happy cells.
Yes. And, you know, we have at least 75 different neurotransmitters. And, you know, serotonin and dopamine are really the two most commonly known neurotransmitters.
If someone is low in serotonin, their symptoms might be depression, anxiety, perhaps obsessive compulsive disorder, aggression, and sleep problems.
And if you happen to be low in dopamine, that happens to be the neurotransmitter is one of the symptoms is addiction. Another one is lack of focus, poor self-esteem, sensitive to pain. You just can't stop with one. You can't stop with one drink, one cookie, or even buying just one pair of shoes.
Those compulsive shoppers. You know, animal protein really does give us the tools we need to make all of our neurotransmitters. You know, antidepressants only help the serotonin get to the next cell, really, so it all goes back to nutrition. If you're not eating the right types of things, antidepressants can only really get you so far before you're going to have to take more.
And, you know, I think when we talk about when we started asking all those questions at the beginning of the show, you know, like, what are you eating? Are you out in the sun? What's your vitamin D level? All those things. And those all go back to nutrition, don't they?
Yes.
And so, you know, one of the things that we always say, nutrition can be your problem or nutrition can be your solution. And we try to make sure that nutrition is the solution to the problem.
Right.
And we always think that that's where you start, right?
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, as we kind of look at things, as a person that's experiencing any kind of health problem at all, whether it's depression or whether it's aches and pains, you have to start asking those questions, and then you know what to do to change them. So you gotta get the right treatment first.
Right, and all those things again are signs of deficiency. So doesn't it make sense to start making the steps to rebuild from the bottom up? That will help heal and rebalance your body instead of just maybe getting rid of the pain and not really helping at the deepest level, which is where nutrition plays the role.
So remember, next week, if you have questions about perimenopause or menopause, call us. You know, save up your questions for next week's show, and we're going to start right away with questions at the very beginning of the show, because I think Sandy Greenquist is a great expert on menopausal symptoms. And Wendy and myself, and we are the nutrition experts on this topic. And so we can help you through any of those steps and answer some of those questions. And, you know, actually, you can go through menopause without depression.
Right.
And sleeping and feeling good.
Right.
And all those things that are important for people.
Yeah, I think it's just for people to know that there are other answers out there and things that you can do to naturally take care of those symptoms.
You know, the other thing that I believe that people don't realize that sometimes if you're experiencing depression, you have to first look at your nutrition. So again, let nutrition be the solution to your depression. So, Kara, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Star.
Christina, it's always a pleasure working with you. Love it.
Same here.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. Ba da ba ba da ba ba ba.